sorrow and say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. There is a breakthrough that happens. You're receiving the enemy because you perceived him to be big. He is not a lion. He walks like a lion. He's not a lion. He walks like a lion. So really, he's like a cat. And you keep giving cats lion privileges. And so you are trying to figure out why it's not working out. You're consumed by this like a lion. Consumed by the weapons forming. Consumed by the infertile, dry place. Consumed by it's been so long. Consumed by the lameness. Consumed by the bondage. Consumed by the yokes of the enemy, because it's been so long. Whether you be an infertile person, because we all have levels in life where we could produce better, be better. Whether you have received the promise of Isaac or even have an Ishmael, whether you are there or not, there is a laugh that happens when God confirms you're going to get your promise. It's over. Your suffering is almost over. This time next year, you're going to get up out of this lame spot right now. And this time next year, we're going to see the production of your fruit. If you believe it, stand up. This time next year, I'm going to produce the fruit God promised me. This time next year, I'm going to have what thus saith the Lord. This time next year, I will not be...
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. You are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Greetings and blessings. This is Minister Josh McClain, the neighborhood insurance man. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. I was just with you all last week from Mississippi, and I came to the fair, and I was helping everybody, educating them on Medicare. And guess what, you all? They were saying how their plan is about to be canceled out. They were saying how they need so much help with their Medicare A and B. And thank the Lord for pastor here at the New Scott Olley Baptist Church has opened his church up for a whole entire day from 9 to 6 to get people enrolled in their Medicare A and B October 24th. You want to meet me there from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. with your red, white, and blue card. You got got letters in the mail saying your plan is about to be canceled out. You're getting all these weird phone calls. Why not meet Josh McClain, the neighborhood insurance man, in person with your Medicare? Bring your red, white, and blue card. Bring your prescription costs, everything. Bring your prescription with you, your doctor look up, and we will get you enrolled for 2026. Because the letters are out. People are calling from the newspapers and everywhere trying to get an appointment set up. 318-224-2220. 318-224-2220. What will it be at? It's October 24th. Mark it on your calendar. October 24th at the New Scott Alley Baptist Church from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're doing appointments as well, but you can feel free to walk in to get help with your Medicare. Let's get it started.
New Scott Alley and Josh McClain are proud sponsors of this station.
Thank you. on, Doc. We got another one. He ready to preach today, huh?
Oh, go ahead, man. Go ahead, yeah.
To God Almighty, to Jesus Christ, our Savior, to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, to all of you that's present this day, we thank God for you. We ask that you pray
that God will stay steadfast in our hearts, our minds, our soul, and we'll be able to stand and we'll be able to hold on. I was over in the corner fighting everything when my niece got up and sung the song. And it take authority and power from God in the midst of the storm to come up and perform as she did.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. Then God confirmed it with the song, well, hold on. Yeah, he said, hold on, just hold on. I know trials and tribulations coming, but just hold on. And that gave me a lifting as I was down-spirited because of the thing about the condition that our family been through lately, and God want us to hold on. And I thank God for that, telling us to hold on. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. Sun, say maybe sunshine or rain, but we got to hold on. Thank you for that song, baby. Thank you. Reverend Henry had made a mention of something. I almost started crying over there. I don't hear preachers ever address the truth about our society. All, when we get up and preach today, all we holler about Moses and Elijah and Jacob and all of them. We living in a time now when them boys in the grave laying in rest waiting till Jesus come back to get them up and bring them, and where we all meet with the Lord in the air. We got a condition today we need to express. The thing that's going on today, we need to bring that forth today and stop hiding in the closet. What you do, you're afraid of mankind. Well, God don't turn his back on you when you get before him. We got to stand firm and be truthful and factual. If it's raining, it's just raining. Stop lying and say it ain't raining. If it's raining, say it's raining. That ain't cutting your faith down. You telling the truth. The truth gonna make you free. And we need to pray, as Reverend Henry said, we need to pray. I'm telling you, because everything getting loose and running haywire now. And our American culture is running haywire. And it's taking us back to the old ancient time. And we need to pray. And to my, every time I get up here, I hear preachers saying, the Lord got it in charge. God ain't got that in charge. God is a God of good and not evil. He's a God of peace, a God of love, a God of understanding, God of patience. That's the one I know now. I don't know them other gods. Thank God I don't know them. But I know a God that's always positive and always willing to help his people and bring them through Becca's valley, coming out of the land of Egypt. We've been in slavery all our day. And we're still in modern slavery with the computer now. And we do what we want to do. But when are we going to start standing up for Jesus? When are we going to start standing up for Jesus? It's time out now for that foolishness. It's time out. And I thank God today that he alerted me enough to know and let me remember what I've been through and who brought me through it. And that I can confess and testify to you, but what he done for me, he'll do for you. I'm no better than you. And where he brought me from, he'll take you to the same place. But we just have to acknowledge him in all things. And he's going to give directions. And all we have to do is fall in line. Yeah. It's like a soldier of Jesus Christ. Today we're going to be talking about 1 John 4, chapter, verse 1 through 8. We're going to try to give you some understanding of what the Lord is saying. I'm not going to change the word. I'm going to tell you what he said. And hope I can demonstrate with my life and what we need to do. 1 John 4. You say, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus is come in the flesh, is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And lastly, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. You may be seated. I know ye the spirit of God and the spirit of error, and walk thereby. Other words, walk in what God has already given to us. He gave us the right way, the right path to walk thereby. And we need to walk in what God has said. Stop looking for another way out. There's no other way out. The only way out is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. If we don't take his way, we're going to perish. This is what God is trying to tell us. We're going to perish if we don't go in his way and his way only. See, we got rules govern the whole world. But the only rule that's going to affect you is the rule of God. It's God, what he has given us to go and see. We here on earth, but he built a straight and narrow highway that'll get us all the way to heaven. We got to keep that in mind. And everything you do, acknowledge him, and he's going to give directions to us. The Bible says here, beloved, that's God, the one God has chosen. He is sanctified and put forth to keep his word. That's the beloved. That's God's chosen one. Just like Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, God's chosen one. But the elect one was the tribe of Judah, come through the fourth son, the tribe of Judah, who the Savior was coming through. For to make us and bring us back to the Father, reconcile us back to the Father. And the Bible tells us, don't believe every spirit. You know what the word say. Stay in the word. People are going to talk all kind of trash. But you got to know the way. You got to know the way. And the only way I know is through Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells me, say, try the spirit. See whether they're of God or not. You know everything God says. You know the mind of God. You know the creation of God. You know the ways of God. And when you walk in discord, you're not walking according to God's law. And that men tell me you're not walking in the spirit of God. And he went on to tell us this, say, you got many fakes, many false prophets. It's already in the world. You ain't got to wait. They ain't coming later. They're already here right now. Preaching lies and telling you stuff you ain't never heard before. Telling you how to get to heaven, but that's Jesus Christ. There's no other way but Christ Jesus. If you don't go through Jesus, you're hellbound. I hate to say it like that, but you're hellbound. Jesus, I am the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. Ain't nobody coming to me except to come by Jesus. We got to stay there. We got to live there. We got to teach that. Teach it to our children. Teach it to ourselves first. Let self take it up further. Then we teach it to our children. Children teach it to their children. And it just go on through the line. That's why we get off base a lot of time, because I got it. Watch this. I ain't going to tell my children to go through that. Why not? You're breaking the chain. You're breaking the chain. When you don't keep the word going forth, you're breaking the chain. And when you break the chain, everything going to start popping up. All out of control. But we got to stay with the Lord. Jeremiah 29:8 says, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, listen to this good. Let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dream, what you call the dream. We think so much foolishness sometimes. We have bad dreams. Yeah, I'm the only one ever had a bad dream. I want to share this with you. When I was into this martial arts stuff once, and I got so deep in it, I started dreaming about, you know, what I was going to do if somebody attacked me and all that. I started putting all that in my brain. And one night I was in the bed asleep. My wife was laying on the side of me over there. And I seen somebody coming at me. And I got in the form. And I jumped up and kicked. And I fell on the floor out the bed. See, that was my dream. That wasn't the Lord giving me that. That was my dream. See, you can get so deep in stuff until you cause it. And it don't be God doing nothing for you. We got to be very careful. We got to obtain, judge the spirit, see if it's of God or not. And I knew from Jump Street that wasn't of God. God never kicked nobody. And he no more judo than I know, and he ain't never put no judo on nobody. He showed mercy and compassion to everybody. And the word said, hereby I know you the spirit of God. And listen to this good. He said, I know the spirit of God. Now watch this. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. So a lot of time we get too spiritual. Y'all help me. We get too spiritual, y'all. In the church, we so spiritual in the church. Our feet can't touch the floor. We so spiritual. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All kind of stuff. And don't know that all you got to do is get the word down inside of you. It's going to lead you. It's going to guide you. It's going to instruct you into all ways of righteousness and all ways of truth. Now, look, you can't worship God, but I worship him in spirit and truth. Keep that in mind now. But don't get over spiritual. Like, you don't have to eat. Or you just wave your hand and worship and serve God. Don't ever get like that. Because you got to have both sides. If you got a corn to spin, and you got a head on one side and a tail on that, it's authentic. But if you got two heads and two tails, it ain't no good. We got to give God the praise at all time. And listen at this good. I want you to catch this good. Don't you tell me to praise God. If I don't praise God, that's on me. Everybody's supposed to have the spirit of truth in them to motivate them to give God the praise. If I'm not motivated by God and you tell me to shout, I'm shouting on my own because you said it. And a lot of people in the church, I used to do it. When I see everybody else shouting and jumping, I start shouting too because I didn't want to look like no oddball. There's a lot of that going on today in church. When the Spirit tell you to jump, you jump. Obey God rather than the man. But if it don't tell you to move, don't move. One of the great gospel singers, Lee Williams, he stands still, you think he dead. Stand in one spot and sing and tear a church up. Never move, never stomp his feet, or just sing with God's glory and just tear everything up. It ain't how you move, how you holler, how you jump. It's how you live. It's how you live. And God live inside of us. And if the Spirit live inside of us, we not of the world, but we of Christ. We of Christ. And if when you're of Christ, you're going to do the thing that Christ say do. Watch this now. Watch this. Every spirit that confesses it, huh, not that Christ wasn't born to flourish. You don't even know him. You don't even know him. We can't get too spiritual, y'all. We got to stay in this temple. And where is this temple? This is the house of God. This building here ain't God's house. This is a dwelling place for us. But here's God building here. If he don't live in you, you ain't nothing but a hellion. Y'all hear what I say? I'm not ashamed to say it. If he don't live in you, you a hellion. And you ain't nothing but trouble. But if Christ living, it's going to calm you again, going to give you righteous direction, and going to bring peace in your life, understanding in your life, patience in your life, endurance in your life, long-suffering in your life. And God, you're going to master these things. The Bible tells us don't try to be too many masters. Oh, God, why you say that, Smith? I want to run the church. I want to run the choir. I want to run the deacon board. And I need to put a board on the deacon. And a board on the preacher. I'm trying to run too much now. Whatever lane I'm running in, run in that lane and perfect your lane. That's why we come together in the unity of God's Spirit. So wherever you are, perfect your job. And the church is going to come in full unity. of the Spirit of God, Spirit of truth, Spirit of understanding. We got to stay together, y'all. Satan is trying to divide the church every day of our life. He's trying to bring trouble in his church. He don't want peace in the church. In peace, there's power. Where there's corruption, there's death. We got to stay in peace. If we don't stay in peace, y'all, we're going to fail. We don't let anything come up in the church and come forward. You got to monitor the spirit in the church today. See, is it up God or is it up the devil? Behold how good and faithful it is for the brethren to do what? Dwell together in unity, in peace, in love, in patience, in understanding, in meekness. I'm a pastor, but I don't have no business getting radical with you. I'm supposed to teach you by precepts and examples. And you're supposed to, see, if you get too hard on people, you're going to run them out of the church for the other day. They're hungry and thirsting after righteousness. And when you don't approach them right, you're going to run them off. Solomon is the smartest man that ever will live on this earth, according to this book. Solomon asked God for knowledge and understanding how to govern his people in love and peace and understanding and patience. And that's all you need. If you anchored in Christ Jesus, you know how to govern people. Let me say this to you. People tell you, say, I'm bold. I'm going to speak tough. All you do is speak with wisdom, though. God ain't told you to don't speak tough. You got to speak with wisdom. You got to speak with poor people, not to run people. When you get too rough on people, you're going to run. It's like a coach on a football team. I was out there once, and the coach cursed. And they say, excuse me, Reb. I said, I grew up under that. I grew up under that. The coach always cursed and say, what are you going to knock out you and everything? That's the way I grew up. So it don't affect me none. And when you come through Becker's Valley, you know how to absorb to that. You ain't got to go in that trail, but you know how to handle it. But the Bible tells us we got to watch the spirit in mankind. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is not of God. That's what the book says. Now, I ain't lying. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. Anti-men against. You're against what God says. You don't want to take the word as it stands. You want to put your provision in it. You want to make it say what you want it to say. That's Antichrist. When Jesus taught his disciples for 3.5 years, he taught them what the Father taught him. Nothing else. Whatever the Father told him, he taught us. And he's still teaching us today. Well, that's why we got to, when we get in the Bible, this is the only book you ain't supposed to analyze. The only book on earth you ain't supposed to analyze, the Holy Word of God. When you analyze the Word of God, you delete the power thereof. Keep it whole. Be truthful with what Jesus said. See, if you could quote everything in this verbatim, you're still saying what Jesus said, and you're not out of order. But when you quote it verbatim, you need to live verbatim. Live it verbatim. And everything that is said, it's going to prove itself. The Bible goes on to say, so you ask in my name, anything in my name, I'm going to do it for you. We got to believe that and walk in that truth. And just don't get up and tell me what you got to do. Walk in it. Let me see the light shining in you. Jesus' life was our light, according to the word I read. And I don't care if we walk in a dark room where ain't nothing but sinners there. We're going to light the whole room up. We're going to have everybody saying, look at that. He think he's something. I am somebody. I am somebody. I'm Jesus' son. I'm journeying out with Jesus Christ. I'm of the royalty of God. I'm a holy nation, a peculiar person. That's who I am. And when people cut you down, look at them and smile. Don't go back at them, because the battle don't belong to you. It belongs to God. Just smile and keep going. Because Satan, what he done, he was in heaven. God made him his archangel. He's the head angel in heaven. But he wanted to be smarter than God. And one day God called Michael and said, Michael, man, son, Said, that boy giving me trouble. Get him out of here. And Micah hit him with a good blow. And John was on the Isle of Patmos. And God opened the beginning for John. And John said, when Micah hit him, he passed by him like lightning. He had a good lick. That's why. And then when he got to the earth, when Satan got to the earth, this is what he did. Started raiding hell with everybody. Started bringing up trouble all over this earth. That's why the Lord said, don't stop from praying. Pray every day. Out of season, in season, still pray. Because you need that prayer. You need the strength to stand against the wiles of the devil. And the devil got all kind of tricks up his sleeve. We think we, you know, we used to think we slick. Man, you ain't slicking the devil. That's why God say, I'm going back to my Father now. But don't y'all worry, I'm going to send a comfort. When I get back, I'm going to send a comfort back to you. It's going to lead you, guide you, and choke you in all truth, all righteousness. And you're going to have power to tread upon serpent, eat deadly poison, it won't harm you none. Now, this is what the book's saying. So we have to govern the spirit by the spirit, see if it's of God or not. He said, we have heard it, that it should come, but now it's already here. Man, hard times coming. Well, it been really coming, because when I grew up in hard times. I grew up, but we wasn't never hungry, thank God. My parents made provision if we had to eat grease and grits. I heard somebody say this morning, egg and rice. I'm familiar with that. When went to church on Sunday, my parents told me, all right, we're finna go now. And you all already ate, right? When we go to Sister So-and-So house, y'all done ate already. Say, Ruth, y'all want something to eat? No, we're in the age. You had to come up like that. You couldn't fight the system. You wouldn't be here today. So we had to not. That's why the Bible tells us, obey our parents in the Lord. Obey your parents where? In the Lord. Then I'm going to give you a long life on earth. I'm going to let you be at peace. Yeah, we're still here. So we did something right in life. The word says, nah, this is what the Bible says. To those that have been born again, those born of Christ, he said, ye are of God, literally. That means I'm saved, but I ain't grown strong enough yet. I'm still struggling. I'm still growing yet. I got some more hills I need to climb. I ain't strong enough to go up Golgotha Hill right now. So I need to get some more strength in my legs, in my mind, in my spirit, in my heart. I need some more strength. Lord, help me. We can't be ashamed to call on him and say, help me. When you need him, call on me. The Bible tells me he'll answer you. You just have to be tuned in to him. You remember we used to have a party line, telephone party line, and you dial a number and you get who you're going, but five people be on the line. And you couldn't say what you want to say because you didn't want your business to get in the street. So I think they over with party line. Now, they don't have that no more, do they? Okay, thank God they don't. The Bible says, you of God, let's hear them. That means I'm still got some growing to do. To me, in my life, I'll never stop growing. I grow every day. I learn something every day. My life get better every day. Every time I get some more knowledge and understanding, I can walk more straighter. And I walk better, and I walk to please God every day. But if you don't, you see, you can't think you know everything. You're just fooling yourself. He said, y'all overcome the world. We overcomers, y'all. We've been birthed in Christ, born of the Spirit and of the water. We in Jesus Christ. We are the body of Christ now. And the Bible said, because, and it can't nothing overtake me. I don't care who you are, what you are. You can't overtake me because great is he that's in me, that's in the world, The man that lives inside of me, the one spoke and exists in this whole creation. He's still God. He still got power. He still holds the authority of the whole universe. And we need to understand that we need to acknowledge him. In everything we do, we need to acknowledge him. Because he's going to always lead us out. When Israel was in Egypt, listen to this good. He was complaining and griping. God sent Moses to the king. Said, let my people go. Every time Moses get ready to go talk to him, he said, Moses, hold up a minute. Say, I'm a hard in their heart. I'm a hard in their heart, Moses. And me, if that had been me in that day, I'm just being honest with you, God. I said, what you sending me there to tell him to do it? You say you're hard in his heart, what you sending me over there for? But Moses, the Bible said, now not me. Moses was the meekest man in all the earth. And that's why I had to pray for a lot of humility. Because there was a time in life where I had a quick temper. Y'all ever heard of that before? Ain't none of y'all ever had a quick temper. Yeah, you tell me something, I say, I put a stick on my shoulder and say, knock it off. That's where I come from. That's where God brought me from. I never was in Egypt. I never been in Egypt. Never in my life. But I've been in Alexander Bunker, Cheneyville, Lord Bridge, Ellenbar. I've been all out there. Morrow. That's where I've been. I couldn't say nothing about no Red Sea. That's come out of the Bible. And he told me to believe that he brought him through the Red Sea. And I do believe it. And I think right now he'll cross me over Red River. All to do is drive over the bridge. I ain't got to get to the water and say, Lord, open the Red River up. I ain't got to do that. Or get in my car and drive over the bridge. He said, y'all overcome the world because greater he that's in you, he that's in the world. But they are of the world. They're people that teach an Antichrist, teaching things that's not of God. They're of the world. Therefore, they're going to speak of the things of the world. Look at our society today, y'all. Thank you, Reverend Benjamin, for addressing what you did. Look at the society today. Our leadership in America is so far in left field, I'm ashamed. Every rule and regulation that we ever had and cemented in for our country to be governed by is broken up. And we here in the church talking about Give it to God. Give it to God. Now, this is what God spoke to me and said. He said, I've got to go back to my father now, Pastor Smith. And because I'm going back to my father, Pastor Smith, I want you to do everything and do everything that I did on earth. And I'm going to be with you always. Don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about the enemy. Because I'm going to make the enemy fall at your foot if you stay obedient to his holy and precious will. And you're going to be able to step on your enemy without even knowing it. That's what God telling me now. Stop listening to all this chin music. He say, she say, they say. And what did you say? You say, Max, somebody lying, huh? We need to be real with this stuff. God was real. The Bible just told you, if you don't believe Jesus coming in the flesh, you don't know God. See, what we're saying here, we got to acknowledge this. If Jesus would have been 100% spirit and come to the earth, we had an alibi. We'd have had an alibi today, the reason we can't get straight. But because he come in the flesh like we were, we ain't got no alibi. And the book tell me that when Jesus died, watch this. Every other body that ever died and went in the grave was corrupt. But his body never was corrupt. It was for a witness barrier to the world. The scars in his hand, the scars in his feet, know that that's the same Jesus that went down is the same Jesus that what? Got up. With all power, heaven and earth is in his hand. And we being followers of Christ Jesus, we got to walk like him. Talk like him, sing like him, pray like him. Then he said, I ain't gonna leave you, I'm gonna be with you. Say, I know the enemy at you, but just hold on. Stand steadfast. Because see, them other folks of the world, and the world gonna listen at them. I could start lying today, and if y'all love me like you say, I could start lying for everybody. Before I leave out of here, everybody here gonna be lying. And all of us going to hell. Because he said, a liar will not tarry in my sight. We got to be steadfast. That's why we need the word of God to keep us out of trouble. When my parents leave home, when they used to leave home, and they come back and somebody had did something out of order, and my daddy said, this is the truth. And my brothers and sisters here today, who did that? None of us wouldn't say nothing. Nobody say nothing. Who did this? Nobody say nothing. He said, I know what to do. I'm going to whoop every one of y'all. Because of our disobedience to God, stuff come up on us that didn't really need to be on us because we didn't manifest Jesus in our life. We got to stand up to government. The Lord told us we was first, not last. We're the head, not the tail. Stop looking yourself as secondary individual. He that's in me, keep this in mind, is greater than he that's in the world.
That's the word.
See, if we're of God now, we didn't overcome that. And the world gonna hear his own. But God gonna hear us. We don't need to jump into the spirit of error. We need to stay holy, undefiled. And then he come back again and say, beloved, let us love one another. God help me, Jesus. Beloved, those that I chosen, those that I collected in, those that I sanctified, those that I clean up, I want you to love one another. Bright, the Lord say, love you in spite of you. Or whatever your downfall, your pitfalls are, I got to love you anyway. It's no greater love than this, a man to lay down his life for his friend. And we got to keep that in mind, y'all. I've been elevated a little bit, but I ain't nobody special. I'm just a servant of Jesus Christ, trying to walk in the light as he's in the light. If I stay in the light, I'm going to shine. That's what he means by it. If you walk in a dark room, you can go where ain't no believers there. But if you stand for Jesus, he's going to light the whole room up. Everybody's going to be saying, it's something strange about him. It's something about him I don't understand. Was it something about God none of us understand? We can't search God's mind. Our mind's too infinite. He's the mind of mind, God of God, holy of holiness. We can't understand him. We just have to take him at his word and run on and do that which he say do. Beloved, watch this. Let's love one another. For love is of God, huh? Love of who? It's sung out one time, some of y'all, maybe it, you might know. It'll say something like this, if loving you is wrong. Y'all too young. It say, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Well, God took our unrighteousness. He loved us so much he took our unrighteousness, put it up on himself. And say, I'd rather go and defy myself for them because I love them so much. And I'm going to lay down. And my father told me that after 3 days, I'm going to get up again. And when I get up, I'm going to have all power, both heaven and earth. It's going to be in my hand. But it got to be free of love. You know how we come up. I'm just a regular person. We used to talk trash to them little girls and stuff. Baby, you look so good. Oh, your eyes so pretty. Honey, I do look good like? Yes, Lord, you look good. And she go home, get in the mirror. You know, I don't look too bad. Do I look good? The Bible tells me love covers a multitude of faults. When we talk things over, we can have two different opinions. But if we can ever talk things over and get to understand each other, we call that compromising. Not the word, but ourself. We compromise ourself, not the word. Don't ever. And I don't want to hear nobody ever say, I compromise no word. Because I'm going to go word for word, line by line. That's me. I don't compromise for nobody. My brother, sister, uncle, ain't it? I don't compromise. What the word says is the word. And I'm going to be judged by the word. So I got the ability to know that if I get out of the word, the Bible tell me those that none believe and don't believe in God, don't confess God. See, Satan been already destined to hell. And he said he's going to take Satan and you and throw in the fire pits of hell. And you're going to be there for eternal. Be there for eternal. He said, let's love one another, for God is love. And everyone that loves is born of God and know God. That's what the Bible says, y'all. You're born of God and you know God. If I'm born of him and know him, I'm going to walk in him and let him walk in me. And when he walk in you, guess what? The lust of the eye, pride of life and all that, you're going to put that on the sideline. You're going to put that on the sideline. I know it exists, but I got somebody in me so strong that he going to hold me up. He's so strong that he's going to keep my mind stay steadfast on him, and in him, I'm going to be overcomer. And this is what they say, things I used to do. I just don't do no more. Places I used to go, I don't go no more. Some of us don't go because we ain't able to go no more. But when the Holy Spirit get hold to you, you don't want to go no more. That's when you know you're sealed by God. It's going to